Cork City Council Artist and the Community Access Guidelines. Access Requirements Guidelines. The Artist and the Community Award replaces the Arts in Context Award. The aim of this change is to reflect the purpose of the award more clearly and highlight its availability to communities in Cork City. Cork City Council Arts Office also established a process by which applicants can apply for support to cover costs associated with access requirements in relation to the Artist and the Community Award. Cork City Council Arts Office is committed to the support of equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts as per Arts Council of Ireland policy. Access guidelines for relevant applicants are provided in this document in the form of frequently asked questions. There is an index of questions to follow. This document is available in the following formats also: screen reader friendly large print format and this audio format. Cork City Council Arts Office wishes to acknowledge the support and guidance of Arts and Disability Ireland in drafting these access guidelines for the Artists and the Community Award. For queries in relation to these access guidelines, please get in touch with artsgrants@corkcity.ie or phone 021 492 4000 or 086 036 0498. Index of access guidelines based on frequently asked questions. Question 1. What are access requirements? Question 2. What personal access costs are eligible? Question 3. How do I upload a personal access budget? Question 4. What accommodations are available to support access requirements? Question 5. Can I enlist support to submit my application? Question 6. Where can I find out more about equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts? Question 7. Where can I find out more about access requirements? Question 8. I have a question not covered in these guidelines. Who can I contact? Each question will be taken in turn. Question 1. What are access requirements? Access requirements take away barriers that might stop artists from achieving the objectives of their artistic proposals. Below are more details on types of access requirements. While some access requirements might incur additional costs, others may have no cost. There are two types of access requirements addressed in this document. The first are audience access requirements, the second are personal access requirements. Audience access requirements. These are requirements that audience members have so they can fully engage with an artistic work. For example, audience members with disabilities might enjoy art more if captioning is provided for a performance or if audio description is provided for an exhibition. The total cost of audience access requirements for your proposal must be entered into your online application as a single budget line in your expenditure table with the label Audience Access Costs under Section C. Personal access requirements. These are requirements that artists or their collaborators have to do their work. For example, a deaf project participant may need an Irish Sign Language interpreter to communicate with the lead artist and other participants while collaborating. The total cost of personal access requirements for your project must be entered into your online application as a single budget line in your expenditure table with the label Personal Access Costs under Section C. In addition, you must upload a personal access budget. This is a document that lists your personal access requirements individually under Section F, Access Requirements. You will find guidance on this document under Question 3 on page 5 of this document. Question 2. What personal access costs are eligible? Personal access costs are costs related to your personal access requirements that will remove barriers for you or your collaborators who are involved in delivering your proposal. Cork City Council Arts Office makes every effort to provide reasonable accommodations for people with access requirements pending feasibility. You can apply for personal access costs necessary to complete your proposal up to 20% of the value of the total award requested. These costs will be additional to any funding which you are awarded, subject to availability. Below are some examples of different types of personal access costs, courtesy of Arts and Disability Ireland. Alternative formats, such as audio, braille, large print, etc. Irish Sign Language interpreters. Loop systems in rehearsal or gallery spaces. Personal assistants, speech to text, sighted guides, transcribers for playwriting or literature, etc. Accessible travel, such as taxis. Accessible meeting, rehearsal or studio space, for example, a space with accessible toilets, wide doors, lifts, ramps, quiet spaces, etc. Accommodation, subsistence and travel for personal assistance. Extra time, rental costs and fees for cast, crew or collaborators rehearsing performances or installing exhibitions, etc. If needed, training for cast, crew or collaborators to ensure that they can work safely and professionally with a disabled artist to ensure their access requirements are met. For example, Disability Equality Theatre Training DET, manual handling, safeguarding for vulnerable adults, etc. The list above is not exhaustive. If you have a personal access requirement that is not listed above, get in touch to discuss. See contact details at the end of this document. Question 3. How do I upload a personal access budget? To apply for access costs, you must create a document with a breakdown of the costs, including a description of what they are for and whom will benefit. This is called a personal access budget. Once complete, you can upload this document into your application form as instructed under Section F, Access Requirements. Step-by-step video instructions on completing your online application, including the addition of access costs, will be available to view from the 21st of October 2024 on Cork City Council's Arts Office Arts Funding page. You can find that page by entering the URL www.corkcity.ie/en/council-services/services/arts-culture-heritage/arts-office/arts-funding/. In your personal access budget, you must write each type of access requirement on a separate line and the amount it will cost in the column next to it. Then add up all the personal access costs and fill in the total box. In Table 1 is an example of a personal access budget. Table 1, example of a personal access budget. This table has four columns. Each of the columns has a different heading. The first heading is access requirements, and in this column are three examples of different access requirements. The second column is titled total, and this is where you enter the totals of the costs of access requirements. The third column is called amount funded under other sources of income. In this column, you enter the amount of the cost that is funded from another source of income. It may be the same as the total, or it may be part of the total. If it is part of the total, then you enter the balance into the fourth column, the heading which is Balance Requested from Cork City Council. This will make clear the amount that you are requesting from Cork City Council. I will read each of the examples under the heading Access Requirements in turn. The first example is titled Artist, 6 hours of Irish Sign Language Interpreters at X euros per hour. The second example has PA, travel costs, taxi by 3 days at X euros per hour. The third example, sighted guide fee by 2 hours at X euros per hour. The last line in this table has the title total. This is where you enter the total of all access costs listed. Remember that you can request up to 20% of the total amount of award you are requesting from Cork City Council. For example, if you request an award of €10,000, then you may request up to 20% of that award in addition, that is on top of, the €10,000. If you are awarded funding, the personal access costs for your proposed activity will be met, subject to available resources, separately from any funding which you are awarded. The inclusion of personal access costs will not affect the assessment of your proposal. You don't have to apply for personal access costs if you don't need them. Question 4. What accommodations are available to support access requirements? Cork City Council Arts Office is committed to the support of equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts as per Arts Council of Ireland policy. In 2024, Cork City Council Arts Office augmented the upper value of both phases of the Artist and the Community Award to reflect the increased demand for this approach to artistic practice and the costs associated. In the same year, Cork City Council Arts Office also established a process by which applicants can apply for support to cover costs associated with access requirements in relation to the Artist and the Community Award. Other accommodations include the following. Large print screen reader friendly soft copy versions, audio version and hard copy version of A, award criteria and B, award guidelines, which are available to download as two separate documents from Cork City Council's Arts Funding webpage. A funding webinar will be hosted by Cork City Council Arts Office for prospective applicants on the 17th of October 2024. To attend, book your place at bit.ly/CCCArtsFunds25. The webinar will cover the purpose of Cork City Council's funding schemes and answer any questions relating to the award criteria or guidelines. The recording of this online event will be captioned and available to download from the Cork City Council Arts Funding webpage. The recording can be provided with accompanying Irish Sign Language interpretation if requested by the 18th of October 2024 via email to artsgrants@corkcity.ie. As an alternative to written proposals submitted via the online form, audio applications are facilitated via email. Instructions for submitting this format is outlined under Question 5 in the Artist and the Community Award Guidelines. That is a separate document to these guidelines, which are access guidelines. Following the assessment of applications, feedback from the assessment panel can be made available on request, subject to availability. Question 5. Can I enlist support to submit my application? If you need additional support to submit an application, we welcome applications on behalf of an artist, for example with a disability, written by staff in supported studios or support workers or family or friends. Simply, the email address and contact number supplied for correspondence in the application form should belong to the support person. In the application, it is possible to have two voices, that of the applicant artist and that of the support person. However, remember, the priority for the assessment panel is to hear the voice and views of the artist who is applying. Question 6. Can I submit a personal access budget in an alternative format? Guidance on submitting a proposal in an alternative format is outlined under Question 5 in the Artist and the Community Award Guidelines, which is a separate document to these access guidelines. In order to submit a personal access budget in an alternative format, please contact Cork City Council Arts Office by emailing us at artsgrants@corkcity.ie before the 18th of October 2024 so that we can plan for its assessment. To submit your application in any other format, please get in touch to discuss by contacting artsgrants@corkcity.ie or phone 021 492 4000 or 086 036 0498. Question 7. Where can I find out more about equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts? You can search for the Arts Council of Ireland's Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Policy on their website and also for their toolkit resources. Question 8. Where can I find out more about access requirements? We recommend that you contact Arts and Disability Ireland for guidance on access. You will find their contact details at www.adiarts.ie. For more tips and resources, go to www.accesstoolkit.art. Question 9. I have a question not covered in these guidelines. Who can I contact? Please contact Cork City Council Arts Office, Community, Culture and Placemaking Directorate, Cork City Council, City Hall, Anglesey Street, Cork, Ireland. Telephone 021 492 4000 or 086 036 0498. Email artsgrants@corkcity.ie.